For biology.
Cuatro elementos.
Mix up.
My name is Dr. Mrs. Kamala Tiwari, MBBS and DGO, which means I'm a medical doctor with a qualification in gynecology, diploma gynec obstetrics. But I'm doing, because of the request of Aurovillians, I'm doing a lot of homeopathy also, which the Aurovillians seem to like. Now I am 81 years old, and I'm very happy here because I feel I'm doing what the mother wanted me to do. Okay. We happened to come here on the 20th of February 1972. And mother's birthday, we didn't know anything about the mother. We didn't know there was a mother even. We only knew about Sri Aurobindo. And a voice from within me said, "This is your place." So, my God, I thought this barren land is my place. Anyhow, I didn't question. In 76, we finally came here. So it was November 76, I came. Then when we finally came here, I started work in the health center because I met a few people here who said to me that we in Auroville need homeopathy, and I believe you do homeopathy. And once a week, I started working in the Auroville Health Center. And one day, I used to sometimes take my jonga, go around the green belt. There was nothing, no doctor. And treat people there because they were asked for it. And one day, I started sitting around Matri Mandir, but that's not the right place. So then I started that place. I shifted to Isai Ambalam, where they have a under a tree I used to sit and give medicines. It was really like pioneers we were. And my husband, in the meanwhile, he had started this Jardin de Mer. I used to work in the mornings in the health center when once this house was ready. In the afternoon, I used to come and help him plant trees. Now here, there were no hedges, there were no trees, nothing, completely barren. He must have planted at least 1,000 trees in this area. You can imagine. It was completely barren. Now, each tree had to be protected. Not only 3 by 3 by 3, what we call the mixture, local soil, compost, and good sand, you know, the local soil, but 3 combination. And then a hedge put around it so that the cows don't get at it. So all that trouble we had to take as pioneers, we did it. And then this is also, you see, miracles kept happening in our, I call them miracles, kept happening in our lives. There was an old sadhak called Duman Bhai, Gujarati gentleman, who one day came to Amba Garden. He was roaming around there, and then he sat down, and my husband thought, what has happened? Went and asked him, what is wrong? He said, water, water. People said the water is very deep. Even if you dig a well, it is too deep for you to get. But he said, water, water. He put in a blessing packet there. So where he put the blessing packet, my husband straight away put some mark, and he asked people to come and dig a well there. And we got the water so easily. He said, there's a river underneath. There was at that time, I'm talking about many years back. And we started getting water, so he had water for the trees and whatnot. So he was doing that, and I was busy in the health center. And once I had this house ready, you see, I'm an MBBS and a DGO, Diploma Gynae Obstetrics, which means I can do deliveries, I can do other things. So the local villager, and I trained to nurses, semi-nurses, we didn't have proper, we trained them along with us. And these two girls, I trained one for 3 months in General Hospital, then the other one for 3 months as midwives. So I was one, they were on duty every other day. And here the villager used to come. They were so simple. And they had these deliveries. Now they realize there's a doctor available for delivery. So they used to come to my house here and say, please come. And normally the babies come at night. You know, it's nuisance, but there it is. Please come, my wife is delivering. I said, how will I come? I don't want to use the junga because it will wake up the neighborhood. They said, no, I'll take you on my cycle. And once the baby is born, I'll bring you back. So that's how I used to. I'd lock the house. I wouldn't wake my husband. I'd go to the health center, deliver the baby however long. And he used to come and drop me back. But what I'm trying to tell you, that he was so simple.
And as a doctor, homeopathic, what do you feel people, Aurovillian, are different, something, the disease? What yes, do you think?
I find that they don't like strong medicines. For instance, people who come to me, even if they're quite seriously ill, laryngitis, bronchitis, I don't give antibiotics. I give homeopathy, strong doses, 3 times a day, like that, for 3 days, 4 days, whatever, and then tell them to come back. And even amoebiasis, which is very common here because of the diet. Both things I treat a lot. But I treat entirely with homeopathy. If they're really serious, there's so many other doctors. There's Dr. Uma, there's Ranjit and others who can treat them. And now Dr. Ruslan, who was working here, he's going to start that new... He's Russian. He's going to start the new place for Aurovillians. Because when they come here, they have to wait their turn. We can't see them out of turn. And these days, a lot of villagers come. Even to me, for homeopathy, a lot of villagers come. They started believing in this. So I regularly have a whole lot of people. So it's amazing that the villager has started also believing in these little pills. I call them. The Aurovillians believe in the little bit. I get many Aurovillians coming to me.
So, which were the difficulties here and the good things too? Tell me about this.
No, we were actually so absorbed. We were here for Auroville. And we felt that whatever is possible for Auroville must be done. And so, we were not thinking of ourselves at all. You know, like that. I was thinking, what is good for the Auroville, for Auroville? And mother had said, whatever you are capable of, you must do. And I'm a doctor, so I must use my medicine for the good of the people, both Aurovillians and locals, whatever. So that I felt. And plus I helped in the garden. And you know, in the initially, when Matri Mandir was being built, now it's so beautiful, but in 40 years, it's no joke. But at that time, whenever there was some concreting to do in Matri Mandir, they'd send a message around, concreting today, so-and-so time. So everybody used to come. And we used to form. It was such a nice togetherness. So it was a great feeling. All of us pioneers helped to build Matri Mandir. I stay here now because I feel my life is dedicated to all of it. Just that mother had said, you must follow your inclination, what you're capable of doing. And my inclination is medicine. What is important is the job you're doing and the dedication with which you do it. You see, when you work with dedication, you don't want anything for yourself. You want to help other people as much as possible.
And everyone can do this?
Everyone can do it. In their own field. They do it in their own field. Yes, dedication means you work with full capacity. Dedication is the word.
Every place, everywhere.
Everywhere, not in one field, in all fields. That's what we need in Auroville.
And what would you say to people who wants to come here?
I would say find something to do, find the purpose you want in life, and then come.
cuatro elementos.